They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at lousantini.com.
LOUSANTINI.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. And this is episode 143, Amateur Nation. You chose poorly. You know, every week on Thursday on YouTube, you can see a 60-second video promo for that week's episode. So please subscribe to my Lou Santini Entertainment YouTube page. And throughout the week, I post sneak peek audiograms on Facebook.com/Lou Santini Entertainment and also on my Instagram page that I had to rebuild due to censorship at Lou.Santini3. Now, before we start with the three topics, a preface and a plea to keep in mind. Thanks to this administration, we all know what happens now when stupid gets a little bit of power. Actually, a lot of power. Now, we always knew they were stupid, but now that they have power, we've seen how destructive and reckless their power can be. This is why they're so emotional, because they've been trying to get this whole Building Back Better and Green New Deal and New World Order and the Great Reset, however you want to call it. They've been trying to get this going since before 9/11. 9/11 being their real kick in the nuts to get things started. And it's not moving fast enough for them, because frankly, all the major players will be dead before they can enjoy the fruits of their criminal activity and cash in on their China bribe money and their embezzlement money. So now they're getting crazier and more power hungry with each passing day when you don't comply. Do you think that everything bad that was newsworthy in terms of things like catastrophe or war conflicts or terrorist acts here or abroad, celebrity and politician deaths, all those things that happened in the last three decades were random? School shootings, the Las Vegas shooting, the Oklahoma City bombing. That's not random. These weren't just things that happened. These weren't just crazy. And let's go back to the AT&T explosion right around Christmas of last year. Haven't heard nothing about that. That was a missile attack. That was some attack from space. That was not some random guy who just happened to have an RV parked out in front. There was no follow-up to that. None of this is coincidence. And it takes a while over time to get past the conspiracy theory to, well, once you start connecting the dots, it starts to make sense. You don't notice it as they happen as singular events. But over time, you look back and go, This is the final stage. This forced vaccines and thus tracking and social media credit score, or rather social credit scores. Resist. Fight back. Don't be silent. And as I noted on a post that I saw on social media, listen to this. Do not let them fool you. Most of the world's population is still unvaxxed. They want us to think that pro-vaxxers outnumber us, but they don't. We are the majority. Remember this. Stay empowered. Stand your ground.
Topic number one.
This topic starts in one spot and evolves into a larger picture, so stay with me. It's time for the old Sesame Street game. One of these things is not like the others. Okay, here's the list. Cancer, muscular dystrophy, diabetes, spina bifida, guns. Did you say guns? If you did, you're a winner! But apparently, the CDC not only veered out of its lane, but it crossed over the double yellow, jumped highways, crossed the median, and is heading right into oncoming traffic. This headline found everywhere. CDC implements study of the true toll of guns in America to help identify trends. And the more alarming part of this headline, craft swift interventions. The CDC can't get the flu right. Now they're branching out into guns? Did you hear about Bob? No, what? He's in the hospital. With what? He has I got shot disease. Well, I hope there's a vaccine for that. If you can't see just how deep the level of corruption is by now, you need to find a cliff and commit jump off disease. Because you won't be living much longer anyway. Talk about overreach. As one pro astutely commented, the CDC stands for the Center of Dystopian Corruption.
Science, you crazy bitch. Yeah.
This headline and story got me thinking of the bigger picture when it comes to Amateur Nation. And that is the title of this podcast. You chose poorly. We now live in an era where we don't want to get in trouble with the government. If you don't obey shutdowns, if you don't mask up, you don't get the gene experiment. You don't say or post the right thing. There's a world of difference between getting in trouble with the law and getting in trouble with the government. You should never have to fear getting into trouble with the government unless you break the law. Fearing the government for simply watching over you and injecting itself into your everyday life is communism. Questions for Amateur Nation. Did supporting BLM get you anything? Did your life improve? No. But they banked money, and they embezzled and squandered billions with a B. Did voting for President Coloring Book get you that free college tuition as promised? Nope. Did voting for that commie improve the crime, homelessness, filth, and joblessness in those Democrat cities and states? It's been 10 months, but not an inch of improvement. Oh, because COVID?
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
You amateurs are stupider than we tell people. You chose poorly. Did censoring and canceling words, civilians and celebrities get you anything tangible? Is your life better? No, you chose poorly. Did standing by commies like LeBron James and John Cena and Colin Kaepernick help your cause? Nope. Ratings are at an all-time low for the NBA and the NFL. Nike lost $750 million in one quarter thanks to your support. You chose poorly. Did buying an electric car save the planet? Apparently, we still have climate change. And by the way, despite more people on the planet than ever, and more gas cars than ever, and having lived in California for 24 years, in Los Angeles, one of the most highly polluted cities on the planet, decades ago, I can honestly say that the air is cleaner than when I moved there in 1997. And frankly, the air is better in America today than when I was a kid. You miss your gas cars, don't you, amateurs? You'll never admit you miss your gas cars. Oh, you like getting into your little sterile tracking device? You don't miss the rumble of a gas engine? Oh, with the gas prices? Well, that's your fault too, amateurs, because you chose poorly. You listen to a teenager with mental illness who owns a yacht and cries when it's cloudy. You chose poorly. Your savings on your electric shitbox will take years to even have you break even on your gas savings. And knowing how amateurs burn through technology and always need the newest thing and how electrics and electronics wear out and need updating and replacing, you will never be caught up because you chose poorly and you sold out your country at the same time. And what about those who did the shutdowns and lost their businesses and yet still wear masks and got the gene experiment and then say, "You can't say that," and double down with, "See, I'm fine for now, but mark my words, you'll be the first to die and or be sacrificed in a revolt. And you'll be killed and sacrificed by the very government that you said was protecting you because you displayed weakness, and the weak and the complacent are the first to go in a revolt. Know that." And why is it that you and amateur nation continue to choose poorly? Here's why. Because you're on a steady diet of TikTok videos, voice-activated everything, home-delivered anything, social media as reality, safe spaces, and anything unpleasant listed as anxiety, phobias, and traumas. Again, all poor choices. Life has struggle sometimes, many times. Welcome to Earth. Now get off of it. Make way for the pros. This just in. Okay, let's follow the science. COVID cases in Denmark are down 60% since lifting all COVID restrictions about 5-6 weeks ago.
Science isn't an exact science.
No? Okay, how about this? In Alberta, Canada, here are your COVID stats exactly 1 year apart. September 21st, 2020. No one is vaccinated yet. New cases, 358. Total active cases, 1,458. Hospitalizations, 51. In ICU, 9. 1 year later, September 21st, 2021, 72.8% of the Alberta, Canada population fully vaccinated. 83% had one dose. New cases, 1,519 from 358. Total active cases, 20,917 from 1,458. Hospitalizations, 996 from 51. In ICU, 222 from 9. There are 14 times the active cases and 20 times the hospitalizations in 1 year because of the 17% that are unvaccinated?
Topic number two.
If you're a parent of a child in school, here are two stats for you to consider. Enrollment in the Los Angeles Unified School District is down by 6%, having dropped more than 27,000 students since last year. So I'm guessing parents are either doing private schooling, moving out of California or the Los Angeles area, or they're doing homeschooling. And why the drop? Well, here's another stat that might have something to do with it. From a website called sciencealert.com, parental burnout in the USA is among the highest in the world, and we may know why. Now, I'm not a parent, but I'll take a stab at it. A, America has the poorest education system in the world in relation to its wealth and opportunity and access to technology. I mean, there's no excuse why we should be towards the bottom of the ladder with everything that we have at our disposal. B, the indoctrination of our kids by psychotic teachers with their personal agendas or what they're being told to teach by people behind the curtain, so to speak. C, psychotic teachers who are teaching critical race theory and have communist flags and BLM crap in plain sight. And D, worrying about their kids being hit or yelled at or bullied by psycho teachers for things like not wearing a mask. Am I warm yet? I saw this post on Instagram by a person by the name of Corey A. DeAngelis. His Instagram is at DeAngelis Corey. I love this. It woke me up, and I haven't been in public school, elementary school, junior high school for decades, but it makes sense. He says, "Stop calling them public schools. They aren't open to the public. They aren't accountable to the public. They are run by the government. They are regulated by the government. They are funded by the government. They are compelled by the government. They are government schools." You know, as I've said, when I was a kid and even up until about 15 years ago. Thanks again, social media. All I heard from teachers was, parents need to take an active role in their kids' education and participate. Well, now, thanks to social media, in the last 15 years, there's been a complete 180 in that we know what's right for your kids, and it's none of your fucking business. Please subscribe to my YouTube page, Lou Santini Entertainment, and or my Instagram, at lou.santini3. Topic number three is next.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number three.
I'm really going to enjoy and savor this topic because it's something I'm very passionate about, something even more so than the other topics I discuss every week on this show. For the 100th something time, I'm not against electric and hybrid vehicles. I'm against replacing the combustible engine. And don't get me started on China running the table on the industry and using slave labor, usually children, to mine the rare earth minerals that destroy the earth far more than oil and coal. But keep virtue signaling and just having that knee-jerk reaction to climate change, which is caused by racism, probably. And don't forget what those pretty charging stations are made of. Plastics and metals. Petroleum products. And China is doubling down on coal and oil with factories being built like 2 a week while we shut ours down. Death before Prius. Here's something that is worth the read that was like copied and pasted by several people, but it's all over Facebook. Listen carefully. At a neighborhood barbecue, I was talking to a neighbor, a BC Hydro executive. I asked him how that renewable thing was doing. He laughed and then got serious. If you really intend to adopt electric vehicles, he pointed out, you had to face certain realities. For example, a home charging system for a Tesla requires 75 amp service. The average house is equipped with 100 amp service. On our small street, approximately 25 homes, the electrical infrastructure would be unable to carry more than 3 houses with a single Tesla each. For even half the homes to have electric vehicles, the system would be wildly overloaded. He goes on to say, this is the elephant in the room with electric vehicles. Our residential infrastructure cannot bear the load. So as our genius elected officials promote this nonsense, not only are we being urged to buy these things and replace our reliable, cheap generating systems with expensive new windmills and solar cells, but we will also have to renovate our entire delivery system. This later, quote, investment, end quote, will not be revealed until we're so far down this dead-end road that it will be presented with an oops and a shrug. If you want to argue with a green person over cars that are eco-friendly, just read the following. And the post says, note, if you are a green person, read it anyway. It's enlightening. Listen to this. A little bit of math here, but it's pretty cut and dry. Eric test drove the Chevy Volt at the invitation of General Motors, and he writes, for 4 days in a row, the fully charged battery lasted only 25 miles before the Volt switched to the reserve gasoline engine. Eric calculated the car got 30 miles per gallon, including the 25 miles it ran on the battery. So the range, including the 9-gallon gas tank and the 16-kilowatt battery, is approximately 270 miles for the entire tank. It will take you 4.5 hours to drive 270 miles at 60 miles an hour. Then add 10 hours to charge the battery, and you have a total trip time of 14 and a half hours. In a typical road trip, your average speed, including charging time, would be 20 miles an hour. According to General Motors, the Volt battery holds 16 kilowatts of electricity. It takes a full 10 hours to charge a drained battery. The cost for the electricity to charge the Volt is never mentioned. So I looked up what I pay for electricity. This is interesting. He says, I pay approximately, and it varies with the amount used and the seasons, of course, $1.16 per kilowatt hour. 16 kilowatt hours times $1.16 per kilowatt hour equals $18.56 to charge the battery. $18.56 per charge divided by 25 miles equals 74 cents per mile to operate the Volt using the battery. Compare this to a similar size car with a gasoline engine that gets only 32 miles per gallon. $3.19 per gallon divided by 32 miles per gallon equals 10 cents per mile. From 74 cents per mile with the hybrid electric car, hybrid, to 10 cents per mile for the combustible engine. And finally, the gasoline-powered car costs about $25,000, while the Volt costs $46,000+. So the government wants us to pay twice as much for a car that costs more than seven times as much to run and takes three times longer to drive across the country. Wake up, North America! Article concluded. Face it, amateur nation. You chose poorly. Another ill-informed choice, like the elections, like leaving your kids in government schools where they openly propagandize, like wearing masks that do nothing, like getting the vaccine that does nothing to protect but does plenty of harm. All ill-informed, lazy, complacent choices based on mainstream media rhetoric and what was spoon-fed to you. No research, no facts, just emotions and knee-jerk reactions to what's popular. Now the transition music tells us it's time for a la carte. You know, I can't remember how many episodes back when I mentioned this, and while I'm a fan of their music, considering their socially and politically charged lyrics, I had mentioned After Time Has Passed, it turned out Rage Against the Machine had been raging against the wrong machine. And now they've said they'll only play fully vaccinated crowds. Bye-bye, amateurs! Add this band to the list of entities that won't be getting any more of my hard-earned American dollars. Here's a tweet brought to my attention by pro Chuck Matthews, the voice you hear at the intro for this podcast every week. A person by the name of Emily G. had tweeted this. As a transgender woman, I am biologically female. So why the need for the trans part of the word, transgendered? I'll repeat what I've been saying. Just because you say something doesn't make it true. For anyone who has been blocked or thrown in the Facebook gulag, I recently clicked on their definition of hate speech. And this is what they said. People should be protected, especially from attacks on their race, ethnicity, religion, language, gender, or sexuality. Okay, a few things about that. A, not your job, Farcebook. B, no, people should stand up for themselves when attacked. It's not the job of any other person, let alone a faceless organization, to act as watchdog. C, why isn't politics, and more importantly, opinions, listed in their things to be protected from? D, yeah, as long as the politics and opinions line up with Facebook, don't worry about it. Think about it. Before Facebook really started fervently policing posts, did you ever really encounter hate speech in everyday life on social media? Often? Did you see racial slurs, attacks on religion, gender, or sexuality, flagrant bullying? I don't remember that nonsense on MySpace. Oh, I'm sure it existed before the fact-checker Gestapo took hold, but certainly not to the level of banning that we see in the last 2 to 5 years. If fully vaccinated people can get COVID and spread it, why aren't they losing their jobs too? Why don't members of Congress have mandatory vaccines? I've been meaning to check out that new show hosted by Dion Cole and Tiffany Haddish called Friday Night Vibes, also known as Blatantly No White People Allowed, as if somehow late night TV wasn't diverse enough. And finally, Will Smith and wife Jada Pinkett Smith have gone public about their open marriage. Friends, this has been common knowledge in Los Angeles for decades. Decades. This also explains why their egomaniacal kid wears a cape to school. Nice job, parents. Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. These are fun. Here's number one. Larger than life and larger than some small cars, NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal recently said this. These celebrities are getting freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one. Just because I made it doesn't mean I'm bigger than you, smarter than you. Just because I have more money doesn't mean I'm better than you. All my life, everyone probably gets stereotyped. But us celebrities, we get stereotyped because most of these celebrities are out of their mind. I'm a regular person that listened, followed his dreams, and made it. Okay, good quote. And yes, of course, you can take that with a grain of salt, and since we're all jaded now against any type of celebrity, and we have the ones we like, the ones we don't like, the ones we think are still centered, and the ones that haven't lost their minds, your choice. Of course, it's easier for Shaq to say that since he is and his great-great-grandchildren will never have to work again, but he did say it, and that's something. If nothing else happens, he called out the Hollywood and pro athlete elitists, and maybe now, more will follow. Number two. You know, I haven't had a metal pick on this show for some time. And if you're a New Wobbum fan, new wave of British heavy metal fan, Judas Priest, come on, that's an obvious choice. Now, while I think Painkiller is their best song ever, and I would put that song in the top 10 metal songs of all time, and they have certainly more other more popular songs, fire up the title track of their 1984 crusher, Defenders of the Faith. It's a short song that packs a great punch in a short time. It's actually a two-part song. You're better off start off with Heavy Duty and let it roll into Defenders of the Faith. That is a great workout song, as most anthemic metal is.
Metal rules. Preach, brother.
That's right. Number three. From the Washington Examiner. Great headline. Professor sues UCLA for suspension after allegedly not grading black students more leniently. Here's the article. A professor at UCLA said he filed suit against the school system for suspending him as he faced backlash for not grading black students more leniently in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. Gordon Klein, the professor behind the suit, said, "Recently I was suspended from my job for refusing to treat my black students as lesser than their non-black peers." 8 days after Floyd, a white student emailed Klein asking for a no-harm final for black students given the racially charged unjust murders of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd, according to Klein. "It's not a joint effort to get finals canceled for non-black students, but rather an ask that you exercise compassion and leniency for black students in our major," the email allegedly stated. An ask? This is how college-educated students speak? I have an ask for you? The response to the student's patronizing email asked why black students should be singled out, Klein said. See, this professor answered that email exactly as I would have. He said in his reply, "Are there any students that may be of mixed parentage, such as half black, half Asian? What do you suggest I do with respect to them? A full concession or just half? Also, do you have any idea if any students are from Minneapolis?" he wrote back. "I assume they are probably especially devastated as well." He goes on to say, "I am thinking that a white student from there might possibly be even more devastated by this, especially because some might think that they're racist, even if they are not." I love his response because it is nothing but logic. Those are legitimate questions. And if you can't come back with a legitimate answer, dismissed. His response was deemed racist by several students who then formed a petition of over 20,000 signatures demanding his termination. That's Amateur Nation. It's racist if we call it racist first. The article says, I was attacked for being a white man and woefully racist, Klein said. 3 days after I was first emailed, I was suspended amid a growing online campaign directed at me. Around this time, he received death threats and disparaging remarks about his Jewish heritage, the professor said. One email allegedly read this: You are a typically bigoted, prejudiced, and racist, dirty, filthy, crooked, arrogant Jew. Too bad Hitler and the Nazis are not around to give you a much-needed Zyklon B shower. Wow, right? Level-headed tolerance from the left. Anderson School of Management Dean Antonio Bernardo suspended Klein without deliberation. So he didn't get to say his side of it and banned him from campus, the professor claimed. He apparently reasoned that a well-timed publicity stunt might distract attention away from the school's reputation as an inhospitable place for persons of color, to say nothing of its plummeting rankings in U.S. News & World Report Bloomberg Businessweek, he said. Well, when his story broke, over 76,000 people signed a petition to have him return, Klein said. Less than 3 weeks after this whole thing blew up, I was reinstated. But the story is not over, he went on to say, and this is where it gets really pro. The professor said he returned after 3 weeks, but alleges he suffered great financial loss, severe emotional distress, trauma, and physical ailments, according to his op-ed. I have just filed a lawsuit against the University of California system. No employee should ever cower in fear of his employer's power to silence legitimate points of view, and no society should tolerate government-sponsored autocrats violating constitutional mandates. No amateur tees and keychains are on sale at lousantini.com/shop. Follow my Instagram at lou.santini3. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/lousantinientertainment. Email me, lou@lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's indeed a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Nature production. They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag. T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain. Available at lousantini.com.
LousantiniI.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.